Sometime in the next day or so, the state assembly may take up a bill passed by the Senate last week to create a wolf hunting and trapping season this fall. The season would be held less than a year after the federal government took the gray wolf off the endangered species list in Wisconsin. But environmental attorney Jody Habish-Sinikin says federal officials could reverse the delisting unless lawmakers make changes in the bill. Habish-Sinikin recommends blocking nighttime hunting of wolves, the use of dogs, and to shorten the proposed season.
This type of non-targeted, expansive hunting and trapping season really could put our recovering wolf species in jeopardy.
UW Madison wildlife researcher Adrian Trebes warns that instead of aiming to reduce the incidence of wolves killing livestock or pets, the wolf hunt proposal seems like a plan to simply reduce the wolf population or provide recreation to hunters.
Because the bill allows a statewide hunt, whereas we know that depredations by wolves occur in less than one-third of wolf range, let alone the whole state.
But the supporters of a wolf hunt in Wisconsin may be focused on hunters who claim wolves are killing too many deer. In Montana last fall, wolf permit holder Carl Goff said wolves kill too many other game.
As a sportsman, that's important to us.
Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.